Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone.
South Vietnamese military losses were 200 killed and 798 wounded. Allied forces reported killing 1,431 enemy during that week. Israeli and Jordanian forces clashed again this morning. They fought a near two-hour machine gun battle near the Dead Sea, and a similar fight lasted about an hour near the Sea of Galilee. A Jordanian communique issued in the capital of Amman said three Jordanian troops were killed and several Israelis wounded. It's the latest and some of the heaviest fighting in an expanded series of battles. More rioting was reported in Pakistan's cities today, and police fought demonstrators with clubs and tear gas. The new anti-government demonstrations came as the government arrested former foreign minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. His speeches against the regime of President Ayub Khan have led to rioting in a dozen cities and a student assassination attempt against Ayub Khan. Three Negro civil rights workers died in a blaze of gunfire in Boston yesterday. Police say they were killed by five Negro men who burst into the headquarters of a civil rights group, opened fire, and then fled. One victim said the government demanded money. Troubled San Francisco State College has been ordered shut down. School President Robert Smith says it will stay closed until such time as we can open it on a more rational basis. Police and Rockstone students battled again today in the latest disturbance in a week of disorder. Troubles were triggered by the dismissal of an instructor who belonged to the radical Black Panther. Finally, Pope Paul says he is deeply concerned because religious indifference has become fashionable, and some Christians even believe God is dead. In a speech in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope reaffirmed that religion and communism can't be reconciled, although discussion is possible. That completes the 7 o'clock news. Good night.